right, extremely busy Monday morning, Wispy, as you would expect after a first round of the AFL season and some of the results. Lots of people want to talk about, lots of text messages as well. Great to hear from everyone. The good oil for Penrite today, Penrite Oil, Australian owned and trusted for more than 90 years. You can visit penriteoil.com. Tommy Harley in a second. And then Craig Hutchison's going to join us and tell us about his time as a reporter reporting on a ground that was owned by Channel 7, was it, at the time?
It was at the time.
I think he might have got sacked and resold on or stood down for a short period.
He got suspended for a short period after calling a Death Valley the ground.
Well, it's back Death Valley. We might even talk to Tommy about this. The Sydney Swans are taking over SEN today, by the way. From $17 a month, he can attend all Swans away matches at the MCG and Marvel Stadium. That sounds good value to me. $17 a month. Visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au. Tommy Harley, CEO of the Swans, good enough to join us. Welcome, Tommy.
G'day, guys. Tim, how are you going?
We're going well, mate. It's a very busy morning. A lot of people want to talk footy, and the Swannies are on the agenda as well. It was a disappointing start for your boys?
Yeah, it was. I think, it's a bit cliche, but genuine. The Dogs are really strong. I thought they were hard and clean around the footy, got first use, and were able to get on the outside really well. So, that's the beauty of footy, isn't it? Everyone loves round one, and the morning of round two, you get to lick your wounds and get on with them. We've got the Crows on Friday night at home, so looking forward to that one.
Well, the Swans have had a great ability to be able to get their season back on track over the years, Tommy. I just want to ask you a question first, though, about the surface on Saturday night. Did you inspect it, and were you comfortable and satisfied that it was up to standard?
Look, I didn't personally, Tim, but didn't hear any complaints or concerns about the surface prior to the game. Obviously saw the incident with Matty Suckling, so it's probably something to keep an eye on across the board. There's, you know, this stadium now are 12 months of the year, a lot of events, and there's a lot of re-turfing that goes on. They need to obviously make a buck and make their enterprise viable, so it's something that I think the AFL needs to keep a watch on for sure.
So can you talk us through it, Tommy? Okay, we accept that. Yeah, this might have been just one part of the ground. The rest of it looked okay from what I could see. But how do you go about assessing the ground? What's the process there before a game on the weekend?
Yeah, so it's run by the AFL, so the Footy Operations Department, obviously through Steve Hocking's department. They will assess the ground. Clubs have an opportunity to express their own concern if it's a home ground. I mean, clearly we play at the SCG if we felt that the ground would need an extra inspection, we'd bring the AFL in. So I can only assume, Marvel Stadium's not our home ground, clearly, so I can only assume that the same process took place leading into the weekend's matches.
That's done before, like a day or two before, is it not?
Yeah. And it is.
Is there a contingency in place if it's not? What's the contingency if you get there and say, nah, we're not playing on this?
Yeah, well, I think it's a very good question. The first point would be to see if you can rectify the issue. I've learned a lot about surf, as you can imagine, in the last couple of years. But ready play turf is the usual solution if there's an issue. And it works really well. Sometimes with ready-made turf, it might not look as good as turf has been there and matured for a summer, but I would have thought if there was a significant concern, they'd be able to rip it out and put in some ready-made turf. And from my experience with that exercise, it's very playable straight away. So, as I say, not totally across the issue at Etihad at the moment, but clearly something to watch.
Hey, Tommy, let's talk about the game itself. We know that Buddy missed a lot of the preseason. He didn't play any of the JLT games, played on Saturday night. Looked, you know, a bit rusty. It's a six-day break. You're coming off now to play again on Friday night. Is he a week-to-week proposition, Tom?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. To me, he's been able to, I know John Longmire spoke about this after the game, he's been able to string some solid training together for the past 3 weeks. He's got through the game with no issues and expect that to be the case. Conditioning for everyone, I think, to play the game off a lower base is challenging. I thought Lance actually worked into the game in the last quarter. He was one of the influential players for us that was able to put us back in the game. So, no, I expect Lance to recover well and be ready for Friday night.
What's the read on a game like that? The Bulldogs got off to a flyer. You came hard, strong at the end of the game. I mean, do you look at, is it just the start that you stuffed up on Saturday night, or is there something more specific about the way you played that you need to rectify?
Look, I think it's, I mean, it's clearly one for John and the coaches, but I think you look into the specifics. As I said off the top, you know, the Dogs were able to get their game going, and you know, they won a premiership only 24 months ago with that really hard contest around the middle. They won the ball first and then were able to get on the outside with really quick hands and surge it forward. So footy has evolved a lot, but one thing hasn't changed. You've got to win the ball on the inside when it matters, and I can't quote the numbers straight off the top of my head, but you know, contested possessions, particularly in the arcs, was a stark difference between us and the Dogs. So that would be, I would imagine, a key focus for the team going into the Crows game.
That's always been one of the great strengths of the Sydney Swans, though. So is this just a one-off, do you think?
Yeah, look, I've got confidence in the team, no doubt. We had a different look in through the middle.
We might be heading through the bridge at the moment, Tommy. We're just losing you for a second, so we might hang on.
Have you got me now, Gaz?
Yeah, you're back again now. Yep.
Yeah, sorry. It can happen in Sydney. obviously, we you know, put a few different looks through the middle as well, and a few different ruck combinations with Alier and Cal Sinclair, Heath Grundy in there for a pinch. But absolute confidence in the leadership group that plays through there, Josh Kennedy and Luke Parker in particular. So they're proud footballers, as you know, and I'm sure we'll respond really strongly.
What about Isaac Heaney? Just an unbelievably talented footballer, and it would play good and great footy wherever he plays. I'm just wondering where he's going to be best deployed. I know he can play in the middle and he can play forward, but I get a feeling that he might be sort of more valuable to your forward of the footy for the year.
Well, he's definitely definitely talented and definitely has an ability to play a number of roles. So, obviously, started the game like house on fire forward. He's one of the players to have a number of them late last year. I think you recall he drifted back and played the loose man and saved a couple of games, which is really important for our seasons. He's a talented player, and with those players, you put them where you need to, I guess, at that particular point in time. But certainly worked his way through the midfield last year. It's not a new thing this year. I'm sure he'll continue to do the same. But, you know, the forward line with Nick Blakey coming in as well. Sam Reed was his first game in 12 months. He played one game last year. So, you know, getting that combination right is obviously important. We think we've got some really strong weapons up there.
It's Swans Membership Day here on SEN. From $17 a month, you can attend all Swans away matches at the MCG and Marvel Stadium. You visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au. Looks like you've got a beauty in young Nick Blakey, though, Tommy.
Yeah, he looked good, Tim, didn't he? It was great. Oh, the goal that he kicked, I think, in the third quarter, and we were really struggling at that point in time, and he celebrated as he should, being his first goal, and actually gave us a bit of a spark. So he's 195 centimetres. He's playing as a third tall at the moment. He's got that first game out of the way. He made a pretty significant contribution, particularly when we started to get going. So he's one for our fans to absolutely get excited about. And where his future lies will be interesting, I think, because he has, once he strings a few pre-seasons together, has a really strong aerobic base. And as I said, he's 195 centimetres in Kamark and beautifully skilled. So really looking forward to seeing what he can do as the future unfolds for him.
Well, he's going to be a beauty. And as we let you go, Tommy, we started with the surface at Marvel. We know that the SCG surface is one we're going to keep a close eye on, given the traffic that's going through it. How's it holding up the minute?
Look, it's holding up okay, Gaz. We've trained there for the last week and a half. We've had an unbelievable amount of rain up in Sydney the last couple of weeks. And the Waratahs played there on the weekend against the Crusaders, and I saw a bit of footage of the turf lifting, which is probably not uncommon with the scrums. But there's a lot of ready-made turf, I've learned again, about the SCG. So not expecting any issues on Friday night.
That's great. And, of course, membership, all important, and it's still important after a game. The $17 a month, which is a great deal, just on SEN today, I think, all Swans home games at the MCG and Marvel Stadium. So you want all those ex-South Melbourne supporters that are stuck with you through thick and thin to jump on board again?
Yeah, no doubt, Gaz, and really appreciate the opportunity to come on the station and talk about our membership, and particularly our Melbourne membership. We've had really strong numbers, and you know, we're a footy club that's 145 years old. It's not just about the last almost 40 in Sydney, and really value our old blood supporters. So $17 a month, that's fantastic, and we really encourage everyone to come along and enjoy the ride in 2019.
Well said. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck on Friday night.
Thanks for having me, guys. All the best.
On you, Tommy.